There are plenty of problems when it comes to developing a consensus on cannabis culture. Prohibition warriors' disinformation campaigns. Stoners embellishing their accomplishments. And lastly, potheads involved were, naturally, high when shit went down. Getting the straight toke is nigh impossible. Do we care? The M-Files does. We believe the toking truth is out there. Between bong rips, vapor hits, and joint rolling, we seek marijuana facts. Many marijuana facts are actually marijuana myths, like space aliens, talking dogs, and mugwumps. This is The M-Files. Assignment number two. The Friendly Stranger. A friendly stranger spotting came to our attention late last week via the Pot is Normal 1-800 hotline. The Toker tip line is designed to alert us to weird and crazy cannabis oddity. Deciphering enthusiastic ganja gibberish from genuine leads is a time-consuming task done in the wee hours with sweet leaf grinded grass. Listening to sweet stoner talk in a murky haze of scrumptious Mr. Nice, a tip temporarily brought us back to reality. Or did it?
Yeah, so the friendly stranger is my great-grandfather.
Bong rips, a genuine lead. Usually the fakes ramble on and on, about little or nothing of importance, known as sweet stoner talk. The M-Files immediately shelved our investigation into whether Gen X ganja lovers made vaporizers with pickle jars, tubing, and a soldering iron. We're still waiting on MacGyver's report anyways. Though he's the most prominent person in the cannabis community, more so than, say, Ask Ed Rosenthal or Emperor Wears No Clothes author Jack Herer, there's little to no concrete information on a person known as the Friendly Stranger. Many presume the Friendly Stranger is a fictional character created for the movie Reefer Madness, the propaganda flick that scared people into prohibiting pot. The M-Files believes he is a real person with a ruined reputation. Reefer Madness was successful at portraying stoners as murderers, rapists, and insane lunatics. Worst, it's alleged our man, the Friendly Stranger, preys on first-time toking teens. Friendly is deeply scarred from a sobriety society hell-bent on eliminating his and marijuana girl's profession with their movie Tell Your Children. They believed they could ride it out at first, until fiendish movie producer Dwayne Esper changed the title to Reefer Madness, passing the poor quality flick around Outback movie circuits, making a mint off marijuana doom and gloom while putting Marijuana Girl and the Friendly Stranger out of work and sometimes behind bars. Reefer Madness was liberated from the Library of Congress in the 1970s by Normal's Keith Stroop due to free domain laws, but still exploited on the college campus circuit for fundraising campaigns, according to Wikipedia. Thinking their lives couldn't get any worse, Reefer Madness received horrible LSD-like treatment when a colorized edition appeared, galling enough, on April 20th, 2004. Reefer Madness ruined the Friendly Stranger's formerly stellar reputation. The M-Files has pored over countless reports and interviewed plenty of potheads who say they've met Friendly on a Friday night. We've all gone to great lengths to find the Friendly Stranger from time to time. The Friendly Stranger is the first stoner to take on a handle. He started our tradition of adopting AKAs, akin to how we use marijuana-inspired monkeyers on online communities, Twitter, or when working in the industry. Friendly was a successful marijuana entrepreneur who ignited a war on drugs with his ability to be a lovable reefer man, importing Mexican grass via Tijuana, taking exotic trips to Nepal to sample hashish, and bringing with him the finest of specimens. Friendly first appeared, according to our top-secret M-Files, on the arms of the finest of burlesque dancers, clappers, and the swinging gals in the 1920s. The gals adored Friendly's steep angular facial features, all-black wardrobe, consisting of sharp felt hat, a stiff-pressed bebop or zoot suit, and shine shoes. Friendly preferred pot to booze, which was guzzled by the gallons during the roaring 20s. Instead, he enjoyed turning people onto pot at booming late-night parties. He celebrated both AM and PM 420s. The Friendly Stranger's business card declared him simply importer. Then along came Marijuana Girl, a a doobie-loving dame who stole his stoner heart. Together, they were more successful than Howard Marks or any smuggler who has ever dared to bring in the big one ton. Friendly sowed plenty of seeds, too, but never, as far as we know, had children until the M-Files received this message. Friendly helped old Bill Lee with his Texas cannabis crop that Jack Kerouac describes in his On the Road. Hearing Sal Paradise was heading his way, the friendly stranger hightailed it out of town, fearing Kerouac would write him into his fictional real-life literary epic. Update. On Christmas Eve, 2008, at approximately 4:20 p.m., an M-Files agent met with a blonde, 31-year-old, angular-featured dude in the parking garage of a senior's home high-rise on Avenue Road in Toronto. The location is the former residence known as Rockdale College, which in the 60s was a hippie den of cannabis, communes, orgies, and mind alterers like LSD. Dressed head to toe in sharp all-black attire, including an angled black hat, our toking man continuously inhaled marijuana joints during the encounter, creating a haze around his whole appearance, which included a new twist, mirrored sunglasses. The M-Files agent inhaling copious amounts of wonderful weed he believes to be William's Wonder, or possibly Black Domina, or Bull Rider, vaguely recalls their conversation. You're running out of time. You must find him. It's imperative the friendly stranger is found before it's too late. I fear the friendly stranger is dying. Next on the M-Files. We uncover homemade vaporizer instructions via the internet. Proof Gen X got high surfing the information superhighway for porn? You bet. And more on the trail of the friendly stranger. The M-Files is written by Matt Murnau, is hosted by Chris Twig Jellin. Music is by Luigi Saraceno and produced by Naked Brain Studios. For more info, to leave comments, or to subscribe to this show, visit the website, nakedbrainstudios.com/mfiles.